I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Football Hall of Famer John Hanna looks back at his playing days and wishes he'd been nicer. But first, to say that adventure racing is a trend might be an understatement. Hundreds of thousands of so-called urban warriors are paying good money to be battered, bruised, and exhausted by mud runs, obstacle courses, and death races. The Tough Mudder is one of the fastest growing of these phenomena. But after a participant drowned at a Tough Mudder in April, Elliot Woods examined the safety measures at the Tough Mudder for Outside Magazine. Elliot, tell me a little about Avi Sengupta and what he had done to prepare for this race.
Avi Sengupta worked at an internet marketing firm, and for the year and a half prior to the race, he'd been exercising and dieting rigorously and had really turned his life around from a fitness perspective. So for Avi, it seemed like this was the culmination of a long, hard road to fitness. That only added to the tragedy for me once I started investigating the story.
Tough Mudder participants work their way through obstacles with names like Arctic Enema, Electroshock Therapy, and Balls to the Wall. These names suggest that danger and hardship are commodities being sold by Tough Mudder.
Yeah, they are. I think the real physical challenge of doing one of these obstacle races is something that's very attractive to people in this day and age. As much time as we spend sitting at cubicles and all of that, I think they can market that very heavily to people who are desperate for it. So the numbers, however, have been astonishing. I mean, 750,000 people since 2010 have run Tough Mudders, and that clearly shows how desperate people are for this kind of experience.
Mr. Sengupta drowned on an obstacle called Walk the Plank. What is the obstacle and what happened?
So the Walk the Plank obstacle is one of Tough Mudder's original obstacles, and it's fairly simple. It requires that contestants scale a wall of 2x6 planks and summit a platform. And then once they're standing on top of this platform, they have to jump 15 feet down into a pool of deep muddy water and swim across a little pond and climb out a cargo net on the other side. On the day that Avi ran the Tough Mudder in West Virginia, there was a lot of overcrowding on the plank, and when Avi jumped, he didn't resurface. And even though his friends within 30 seconds began trying to alert lifeguards to the fact that he hadn't resurfaced, it took 4 minutes for a rescue diver to go underwater and begin searching for him, and somewhere between 8.5 and 10.5 minutes for him to be retrieved from the water. So by that time, he had suffered catastrophic brain damage.
After the accident, a consulting firm audited the Tough Mudder's medical services, but that company's CEO, Stu Weiss, told you that he had never seen the video of Sengupta's drowning. I find that hard to believe because at least one participant's video is easy to find on the internet. Let's listen to a piece of that now.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't say that. Mask on! Go down there!
How did Mr. Weiss respond after he had watched the video of that scene?
He seemed pretty shocked. His jaw was kind of hanging slack, and he said several times as we watched the video, wow, I've never seen anything like this before. And he meant at the Tough Mudders that he had attended up to that point, he'd never seen anything like that before. So he was surprised to see the scene in those videos.
Elliot, you have served in the military. Right now, you're speaking to me from Iraq. After everything you've learned writing this article, would you sign up to compete in a Tough Mudder?
I would not sign up to compete in a Tough Mudder, no. I did a lot of this kind of stuff when I was actually in the military. And, you know, honestly, I can understand why people do it. The camaraderie, the teamwork, the sense of accomplishment, I can understand why people do it. But I think that when people do it, they are entitled to proper safety procedures on behalf of the company. That's the takeaway that I had.
For much more on this story, you can find a link to Elliot Woods' Outside Magazine article, A Death at Tough Mudder, on onlyagame.org. Elliot, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.